Paul, I guess the obvious to start out tonight, you had the lead going into the third period. What did you see different in the final frame compared to the first 40?
Well, at the start of the third, I think we gave up the goal so quickly into a neutral zone. We lost six straight faceoffs to start, and that got them coming at our end of the ice. I think we still should be fine at 4-2, at 4-3. We clearly tightened for a long time, and skating such a big part of our game, and we were the slower team in the third.
Paul, a couple of your players thought you got a little bit cautious. What can you do to kind of turn the tables when that happens?
Well, normally really strong at, I think, having the courage to play the game with certainly some directness. I don't know if caution was the right. I think we got behind the play, mentally behind the play. Your feet aren't moving, then the other team is moving faster, making plays. Your sort outs then are slow, and then you don't have the puck enough to play less cautious. I was more concerned with what we were doing defensively when we didn't have the puck. I mean, they've got lots of skill and lots of speed. You're going to have to defend whether you got a 4-1 lead or it's 4-4. And we were slow mentally defensively, I thought, in that area. As far as creating more, making plays, that wasn't the cost of the third period.
What do you think your group needs to do better defensively in trying to hold those leads?
Well, it would start then, you know, what we do with the puck at first, how much time we spend with it when you look at the goals. I mean, the positioning is off, and that caused you a whole lot of problems, right? We miss a neutral zone assignment on the first one. We take a penalty that we can't take on the second one. And the same on the third. We don't have a center low. We've got a forward low, and we get caught kind of. I think when you get tight, we got tight in that third, you get caught in no man's land an awful lot. You're not really on the guy that you're supposed to be on, and as you're drifting toward the puck the whole time. And we got caught out in the middle, you know, 5-6 feet off where we needed to be. And especially with the first goal on speed, then you're giving ice to a player that you can't give ice to, and then he doesn't need any room. I mean, he causes the pull, right, the gravitational pull on the ice. Everybody gets moving toward him and opens up other players. That speed is beyond what you see, I think, on any other player in the league.